You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A crisis involving 8,000 Cuban refugees stranded in Costa Rica has been resolved after Pope Francis's appeal led to a meeting of Central American nations who have agreed to allow them safe passage to the United States. James Blears reports.
Many of the Cuban refugees had flown from Havana to Ecuador, continuing on through Colombia and Panama, reaching Costa Rica. But then they were stranded because officials had stopped issuing transit visas, saying sheer numbers were swamping them, stretching their resources to breaking point. With the crisis worsening, a dose of compassion and humanity blended with common sense was needed to ease a logjam. On Sunday, His Holiness Pope Francis appealed to Central American governments to review with generosity all necessary efforts to find a rapid solution to this humanitarian drama. Faith moved as well as traversed mountains. The next step was a meeting in Guatemala City. Foreign ministers and officials from Costa Rica, El Salvador, Mexico, Panama, Honduras, Belize, Guatemala itself, and the International Organization for Migration reached an agreement. Cuban migrants who legally travel to Costa Rica will be flown to El Salvador, bused to Mexico, and then on to the United States, who will accept them. This will be achieved via the dry foot arrival policy. Those from Cuba who physically set foot on U.S. territory can apply for residency. Wary Costa Rica stressed that this is an exception and won't become the rule. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.